current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to News Right Now. Soldiers, not tweets. The 27th of October was marked as a Black Day in Pakistan in solidarity with the Muslims of occupied Kashmir. Since the partition of 1947, there has been no let-up of atrocities in the land dubbed as the Palestine of the subcontinent. As well as non-stop aggression, there is ongoing resistance, leading to waves of violence. On October the 21st this year, at least 14 people were killed by the Indian occupying forces in different areas of Kashmir. Responding to this particular incident, the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Imran Khan, sent a tweet against the Indian aggression. It read, "Strongly condemn the new cycle of killings of innocent Kashmiris in IOK, Indian-occupied Kashmir, by Indian security forces." Despite the message from the head of the first Muslim nuclear power, the Indian army continued with more aggression as expected. The Indian leadership, knowing too well that tweets don't leave any significant threat to their violence and oppression, and there is nothing more than words coming from Islamabad. Prior to this wave of killings, on the 27th of September 2018, in an interview with Al Jazeera Television, Pakistan's Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi, while referring to the Kashmir dispute, said,
"War is no option. There is no military solution. The only solution is a dialogue."
Just like the previous rulers, the regime of Kamal Bajwa and Imran Khan are cowards and ready to fell the Muslims of occupied Kashmir without hesitation and lame excuses coated with words like peace, moderation, and friendly dialogue. The Muslims in Kashmir have resisted occupation for 7 decades. The Muslims in Kashmir have been sorely let down by ruler after ruler in Pakistan. The Muslims of Kashmir hear the promise to put the Kashmir issue on the agenda before elections. Then they see plenty of lip service after elections, claiming the only option is to implement the UN solutions. The Muslims in Kashmir have no one to defend or assist them within the current leadership of Pakistan. Doing the maximum to withstand occupation and with fading international news coverage, the people of Kashmir regularly hold rallies with calls to the army of Pakistan. This army possesses both the might and the spirit if it was channeled by its leadership to liberate this land. Yet politician after politician call for UN solutions, peace and dialogue with both the aggressor and the colonizers as the only way. Within Pakistan too, this idea is being made more and more palatable for the masses. Despite the long and bloody history of Kashmir and the continued oppression of Muslims within India, we are told that normalization is needed. Pakistan's chief of army will tell us, "Kashmir is a core issue while nothing is done here." Yet the army guns, tanks and men are pushed into the American war on terror in Afghanistan without any question. Allah guides the Muslims with the best guidance. Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim.
فَلَا تَهِنُوا وَتَدْعُوا إِلَى السَّلْمِ وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ وَاللَّهُ مَعَكُمْ وَلَنْ يَتِرَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ.
Be not weary and faint-hearted, crying for peace, when you are the uppermost. For Allah is with you, and will never put you in loss for your good deeds. Surah Muhammad, verse 35. The only solution for Kashmir will come when we view this land as Islamic land. Today, the rulers of the Muslims see solutions with the Western lens of the nation states as drawn by the colonial powers to serve their interests. They see resistance as terrorism defined by the West. And they see peace through letting the Ummah down every time. The land of Kashmir was conquered within the Islamic conquest of Hind during the time of Abbasid Khalifa al-Mutasim. The Islamic system brought peace to this land, with different religions and languages ruled by true justice. This is impossible with any other system. Both history and the current state of India is witness to this. If the rulers of Pakistan were to work towards implementation of the Islamic vision on this land, and not the one that is framed in the Western colonial vision, they would send the army that still has the zeal of jihad to liberate this land, and they would see the urgency of the need to implement Islam as the only solution to protect this Ummah so she has the upper hand and is not cowardly, cowering, and sending tweets where soldiers are needed. Kashmir and its sad history needs to be changed with reminders of the glad tidings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrated:
وعدنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم غزوة الهند فإن أدركتها أنفق نفسي ومالي وإن قتلت كنت أفضل الشهداء وإن رجعت فأنا أبو هريرة المحرر.
The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم promised us the conquest of India. If I was to come across that, I will spend my soul and my wealth. If I am killed, then I am among the best of martyrs. And if I return, then I am Abu Huraira, the freed. Narrated in Ahmad, An-Nisa'i, and Al-Hakim. Jazakum Allah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Current affairs with an Islamic perspective. An alternative to the mainstream narrative. Establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.